This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Christ is risen, and welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 136 of our readings, and it's May 16. So today we will be reading from Job, chapters 25 and 26, Psalm 108, verses 21 through 31, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 7 through 12, and John chapter 4, verses 27 through 54. In many ways, Job doesn't agree with his friends. He knows that he's a sinner and that God is righteous. But that is besides the point. Why does suffering happen? He also has the thought that God's ways are past understanding. But will that get him through his current crisis? Now to the readings. Let's begin. Job, chapters 25 and 26. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "What beginning or fear is his, he who makes all things in the highest heaven? For may no one imagine there is a respite for pirates, upon whom will there not be an ambush from him? How shall a mortal be righteous before the Lord? Or how may he who is born of a woman purify himself? If he orders the moon, then it does not shine, and the stars are not pure in his sight. But alas, man is putrid, and the son of man a worm." But Job answered and said, "To whom are you attached, or whom are you going to help? Is it not he who has great strength and whose arm is powerful? To whom have you given counsel? Is it not to him who has all wisdom? Or whom will you follow? Is it not one who has the greatest power? To whom have you spoken words? Whose breath came forth from you? Will giants be born under the water and those inhabiting them? Hades is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north wind upon nothing. He hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his clouds, yet the cloud is not broken under it. He grasps the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. He encompassed the face of the water by an ordinance, until the end of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven were spread all over and stood amazed at his rebuke. He checked the sea with his power, and by his understanding he wounded the sea monster. For the bars of heaven fear him, because he put to death the rebellious dragon by a command. Behold, these are parts of his way, and we will hearken to the least of his words. But who knows when he will bring about the strength of his thunder?" Psalm 108, verses 21 through 31. But you, O Lord, deal mercifully with me for your name's sake, for your mercy is good. Save me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is troubled within me. I was removed like a shadow when it declines. I was shaken off like the locusts. My knees were weak from fasting, and my flesh was changed because of the oil. And I became an object of reproach to them. They saw me, they shook their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, save me according to your mercy. Then let them know this is your hand, and you, O Lord, did this. They themselves shall curse, but you shall bless. Let those who rise up against me be put to shame, but let your servant be glad. Let those who falsely accuse me be clothed with shame, and let them be covered with their dishonor like a double cloak.
I will give thanks to the Lord abundantly with my mouth, and in the midst of many I will praise him, because he stood at the right hand of a poor man to save me from those who persecute my soul. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 7 through 12. Wisdom and good thinking are in the gates of the wise. The wise do not turn away from the mouth of the Lord, but they deliberate with counsels. Death happens to the uninstructed, and a man without discernment shall die in his sins. And uncleanness will pollute a pestilent man in an evil day and a day of tribulation until he dies. Rescue those being led into death, and saw off the bonds of those being cast out. Do not spare them help. If you say, I do not know this man, know that the Lord knows the hearts of all, and he who formed every breath knows all things, who will render to each man according to his works. John chapter 4, verses 27 through 54. And at this point his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, What do you seek, or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, Has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say, There are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after the 2 days he departed from there and went to Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. The nobleman said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Your son lives. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives. And he himself believed, and his whole household. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.
Today we finish hearing about the Samaritan woman in John's Gospel. In his book, Jesus, A Dialogue with the Savior, the author, known as a monk of the Eastern Church, writes, "In order to meet her at Jacob's well, Jesus chooses the hour when he knows that the Samaritan woman comes to draw her water each day. It is in our daily needs, in our daily labor, that Jesus wants to meet us." It's a powerful thought that Jesus comes to us in our daily needs. Though we may recognize his presence in worship, do we recognize him in our daily activities, in fulfilling our daily needs? Remember what Mother Gavrila said, "We should be spectators every day of the wonders of God." Do we see Christ each day in our daily activities, in the sometimes seemingly insignificant events of our life? Can we open our eyes to see wonders at every moment? When our faith is intentional, we begin to see him everywhere and at all times. And we are blessed by his grace continually as well. Christ is risen. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.